Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Kaya Biz.
Inside your business.
Inside Your Business is brought to you by Absa CIB, a Pan-African bank that's invested in your story and the growth it inspires. Because your story matters.
Indeed, to help us unpack your story, his story, my story, Brian Mhlanga is a business and leadership coach. He is the one who'll be part of our Inside Your Business feature. So he speaks to us on people that you should talk to before starting a business. A very good evening to you, Brian. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Good evening, and thank you very much for having me. Such a privilege to be with you tonight.
Thanks, Brian. So I think before we even go to who should you speak to, the most important thing for me is always, how do you know you have a bankable business idea? I'm sure many entrepreneurs, people who've started businesses that have failed and collapsed, often think that it's because it wasn't bankable. But I'm just curious, how do you gauge whether this is something worth putting your coin and attention into?
Yeah, so in 101 business or economics, we talk about, is there a demand for what you're selling? It could be a product, it could be a service. Is someone willing to part with their hard-earned cash for that? And if the answer is yes, therefore you might have something that you could sell. But is there a need for that? You need to do your research and check. Is there a gap? What is that product doing? What is that service doing? Are there people who are willing to really just say, I am paying for this service? If not, then, well, it's an idea. Great idea.
All right. So it's an all-consuming exercise, and one needs support. One needs proper networks. Let's just start with the types of networks that you ought to have around you. Will that be predetermined by the type of business sector you're trying to get into? Or what are the salient points here that you would point out?
Yeah, so let's take a step back on that point of networks. What are we referring to when we are talking to networks? Because I find the term used loosely of late. And so for the purpose of this conversation, just guide us and guide our listeners what you're referring to when we are talking about networks.
Okay, so I'm starting up a business, and the right contacts, obviously, that will be somebody or people that I'd want to be acquainted with, who can guide me through the process or even connect me to the people that I want to do business with.
Yeah. Okay. So we're looking at people, right? Mm-hmm. Part of it is people. That's what you're referring to, networks.
Yes.
You're also looking at spaces that maybe you find yourselves in. That's all good to have, right? And I think we need to look at networks from different levels. There's the basic understanding, which probably refers to the people and. But it's not enough just to have people. It's not enough just to have to be in certain spaces. There are a lot of people that I know. I remember when I started out, I collected a lot of business cards. I went to most of these events. And guess what? And I went to lots of coffees and I thought I was networked. But I wasn't. So networking is not about who you know. It's about who knows you and what you can do. And it's about that person who can speak for you in the room when you're not there. That's a powerful and a strong network.
Mm.
So yes, let's talk about networks, but it's not just enough to have Brian's number on your phone book, because you can keep my number and then you phone and I say, please phone me again tomorrow, and the story goes on and on.
Okay, so in your experience then, what would you say would be the best business model in terms of modern networks in business? What are the examples? I mean, you've just explained it, but expanded a little bit more. Remember, you are speaking to people who are entry level at creating businesses or thinking about it. And some obviously are at the other spectrum. They are just as knowledgeable and may have a different point of view to what you're pointing out.
Yeah. No, correct. What solution are you bringing? Whether it's a product, whether it's the service. It look at a basic thing like baking cakes, right? You've got a tuck shop or a spaza, or you've got a joint that is doing pastries and bakery within a certain locality. What you're providing is convenience. Not only are you providing convenience, but you're also providing a great quality product, but a product that that people can actually rave about and actually say, we don't need to travel 15 Ks to go and get the same product. And so those kind of things, providing a solution. Why do I need to travel? Even I've got a shopping center behind me, and there's a barber shop. But why am I traveling all the way, say, from the north of Johannesburg and going to the south of Johannesburg to get a good haircut? It means that hair salon is probably doing something that is not connecting with me. Therefore, as people who are providing services or products, we need to make sure that we do not cut corners. We actually need to make sure that we are providing services and goods that are actually needed and that are responding to our customers' needs.
Okay, so what would you then define as support structures?
There are multiple layers to support. There is psychological support, there is physical support, and there is business acumen support. And so on those three layers, what it will mean for somebody who is starting out within the media and multimedia space is totally different to somebody who is, say, within a retail space, who's providing maybe, who's doing carpentry, for example. Their needs are totally different from somebody maybe who is, say, in hospitality. They might need a different kind of mentorship to somebody who is providing laundry services, for instance. So support, it's not a blanket, it's not a formula. The individual needs to be very clear what kind of support that they require. Sometimes it's even financial support, not because you want funding, but you want to know what kind of models you should have for your business.
So let's talk about that. When do I then decide when I need a banker, when I need an accountant, and the difference between an accountant and a trusted advisor?
Yeah. So we also need to separate financial literacy and financial acumen, right? Literacy is knowing the basic things such as numeracy, how money works, and financial management really is about then how you can make what you have work for you. Okay. And so I think as you start out, it's very important to have the right foundation in place. Have that financial literacy. Make sure you teach yourself what are debits, what are credits. Just be able to read a balance sheet. You should be able to give meaning. You should be able to understand the financial position of a company, of even your entity, its performance. You should be able to, that literacy, to be able to look at figures and be able to interpret it at a basic level. The second layer where we're talking about the management, that's where you might need somebody who's a professional. It could be an accountant. It could be a financial planner, depending on what your needs are and what your desired dream is or your goals are. Based on that, then you can start working to say, I want to scale up my business to this, and this is what I have. How am I going to close the gap between now and the desired reality? So all those two kind of skills are very important as a business grows and as a business is developed. I often advise people, my clients, to actually put it in the word go. When you start the business, make sure that is in place. Do not wait up until it's too long. It's late.
And does that also include a lawyer?
Yeah, we all need somebody who can. Remember, when you're an entrepreneur, you are just a generalist, right? Today, you're hiring Brian, who's, let's say I'm doing my catering company, and I'm going to give you like a fixed term contract maybe for the next 3 months, right? I'm in this restaurant. We don't know if we're going to be in operation for the next 8 months. So I might need that lawyer to just come and do those short term contracts. But I might also be getting into a contract with a big business and they give me something and I've not read the T's and C's. I might find myself liable to certain things. It's always important to have that kind of support also, and that kind of knowledge around in your network. So to have people who can support you from a legal perspective, financial perspective, but also from a business development perspective. How do you get your business to grow, and how can you scale up and get it to the next level? There are people who start businesses, but within the first 5 years, we've got stats that tell us that businesses literally collapse within the first 5 years. So how can you make sure that your business is not going to be a stat?
Somebody you definitely want inside your business that you don't tell to stay out of your business. So that's Brian Mhlanga. He's a business and leadership coach, and he was just sharing with us the people you should talk to before starting a business, and, you know, having a keen sense of the differentiations of the characters, the roles that they would play as well. Thank you very much for that insight, Brian Mhlanga.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.